B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705 is the Sound Off line. You can something say, hit us up. Did you hit us up last night after the game? Let's see what we have to say on Sound Off.
To paraphrase Forrest Gump, and just like that, Eagles fans wanted to talk to that young man, Colin Kaepernick.
He decided he would just do a Gump impersonation. All right. Yeah. Whatever works.
It's time to give Colin Kaepernick a workout. It's a progressive team like the Eagles who are able to rehab Michael Vick's image. And now we have no backup quarterback. We have a Super Bowl roster, injury-prone quarterback, and there's a guy with the most skill on the market, and he's been blacklisted from the NFL.
Doesn't look like it's going to happen. We talked to Tim Grants today. He said the quarterback coach kind of downplayed the whole Kaepernick possibility by saying, you know, we don't have a lot of tape on him lately.
I have no idea why people want to even entertain the idea of bringing that media circus to town with Kaepernick as a backup when he hasn't played in 3 years. Just go out and find Sam Bradford. Do we forget that in Peterson's first year, Bradford actually had an entire offseason in this offense before he was traded? The logical choice.
Not when you stink. It's not the logical choice. So what, you know, the offense or not. I don't know. Sam Bradford, he's pretty much run out of, you know. All right.
So, Mike, when you read that email and the guy said that he would rather the Eagles lose than sign Kaepernick, that narrative is just, isn't it tired now? Everybody knows why he was kneeling. Even people in this country who don't believe in what he was doing know exactly why he was kneeling. It was about social injustice, not about disrespecting the flag.
Yeah, nobody actually would actually want the Eagles to lose before they signed Kaepernick. So I know, like, it's an emotional reaction, so I didn't take it that seriously.
I know it's just the first preseason game, but Northwestern alums should be ashamed. Clayton Thorson looks like the second coming of Bobby Hoying out there.
Well, you have to understand that... I don't know. Is Clayton, who knows how good Clayton Thorson is? He played against a lot of really good teams with an inferior team and had some success, right? But he's clearly not ready to play, which is why I say if Cody Kessler gets hurt, then what?
Please explain to me how you start Sean Rodriguez, Roman Quinn, and Andrew Knapp in a Major League Baseball game.
Righties against a tough left-hander. You know, the theory is not that crazy that you want to have right-handers to hit against Madison Bumgarner, but when it's Knapp and Rodriguez and Quinn, that's not exactly murderer's row there.
When you have one hit in a game, it's not any one player. It's not Bryce Harper's stance. It's the approach. It's coming from the manager at this point. The whole approach is off if we can only get one hit.
Yeah, there's a lot of things wrong. The approach is probably wrong, and you polluted these guys' heads with take instead of being aggressive. The other thing is they seem to be a dead team right now. They don't seem to have any verve to play the game, and that goes right to the head man's office.
The Foldian society will rear its head. Since our boy Sudsy broke his left wrist in the game.
Nobody brought up Foles today. Nobody.
I recognize that one Folesian guy who's called many times. But
he didn't say they shouldn't have got rid of Foles.
No.
Nobody can say that because that would have been an impossibility. So at least people are reasonable when it comes to that.
If you want to know the difference between a champion and a fraud, Wentz, Tom Brady last night, midfield, full gear, taking the coin toss. for a preseason game, and your boy is on the sidelines in bubble wrap.
What does that matter? Who cares? Brady put a uniform on. He didn't play, did he? Did Brady play?
I have no idea. I honestly didn't know.
Hey, what's the difference?
I wasn't paying attention.
He's not going to play. Guy, he don't play. What's the sense of putting him in a uniform? He's not going to play.
Tough night. The hell of a way to start, losing your backup quarterback. But on the bright side, Carson Wentz and DeSean Jackson did look really good last night. So you got that going for you.
Obviously not an Eagle fan and a hater. And to this I say to you, sir, just watch the season and see where your team goes and where the Eagles go. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like
what is it?
Because I don't like
leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.